Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. We have Jonathan Gray here. We had to connect him by Skype through his phone line because regular Skype isn't working properly. Welcome back, Jonathan. Of course, you're the author for your website, which is beforeus.com. And the main book we've been talking about for several months now is Will You Survive? I guess the question before that question, again, because it's interesting, and I try to teach this, questions only come from the soul, the higher self. They do not come from the mind. The mind is incapable of questions, only the soul. And the first question is, do you want to survive? Then you want to read this biblically-based book, Will You Survive?, which is How to Survive Using Biblical-Based Principles. And, Jonathan, we're connecting by phone now. We'll see if we can connect by regular Skype later, but we have a good connection right now. So go ahead and tell us, what topics do you want to cover today?
Well, there's some very astonishing landmark events taking place, but both in the Middle East and in the United States. I think that's the United States we could focus on. Events that we've been talking about for years are now starting to happen right here in the United States, and it's very biblical. It's very important. The whole of the world is going to be affected by it. Maybe we could talk about that today.
Why don't you do that? Okay, what topic do you want to cover? What issue is it?
Well, it's the issue of church and state. And I guess that sums it up. But there are prophecies connected with this, and there are events yet to come which is going to affect every person who's listening today.
Right. So tell us, what are the church and state issues? Because I know what's going on, and recently there's a new lawsuit about it. The gentleman went through, I think, 6 years of horror, forced in Colorado to make a cake for a gay couple. Now there's actually a gay person who went through a sex change, who is transitioning to a different sex, and he's trying to force the same individual who actually lost his business, 60% of his business, lost half his employees and so on, and they want to put him back through this again in Colorado. Now, what I see, and I mentioned this in the last hour with what I call Hydromageddon, is the globalists want us to head up with basically 36 to 40 different genders, which is actually already approved by the United Nations, and neither male nor female sex, because they want a sterile subpopulation that basically is dumbed down, toxic, and dying. And people need to start understanding that the separation of church and state, the state and these globalists and these what we call activist judges, are actually moving to literally erase the idea of the biblical standards behind the nature of a nation, where literally the power and authority of the state actually is delegated from the citizenry that receives their delegation from the Most High God who created us in God's image. That's being violated every day now in courts around not only America but around the world, and it's coming to its culmination, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. In fact, on this side of the world, it's starting to happen too. Not so much where I am, but in Australia, Christians are under fire every day, and they're coming under fire simply for living their faith.
Right.
For example, in South Australia, a university student has been suspended after praying, just praying on the campus with a friend.
So was he praying out loud, or was he praying silently?
They're just praying silently with a friend in the school grounds.
Yeah, but you know who can hear those prayers on. I'm going to be sarcastic here, of course, giving a fair warning. The minions of Satan can hear those prayers. So the minions must be contacting the university staff and the president and the overlords to say, how dare he, our overlords of darkness can hear his prayers in the heavenlies? How dare he pray on our satanic Luciferic campus? Who's trying to erase the very presence of Jesus Christ and Christianity and the idea that there's a Most High God who cares for us.
That's right. And while I'm talking about Australia, I'll just give you a few more examples. It's absolutely horrendous. In South Australia, a university student, as I mentioned, was suspended after praying with a friend. In New South Wales, another state of Australia, church planting was threatened with church plants were threatened with eviction from rented halls because the activists objected to the online sermon content. In Tasmania, multiple clergy are being hauled before anti-discrimination bodies for teaching the Bible and mentioning that God he loves the sinner, but he hates the transsexual and homosexual behavior.
Right.
And in Victoria, another state of Australia, medical and health professionals have had their professional qualifications threatened because of their faith.
Yeah, in fact, I can tell you my own situation, that when I was brought before the medical board back in 2004, they were enraged that I would actually pray with terminal patients. They were enraged that I would dare to invoke Jesus Christ when someone's dying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, but the fact is we're at the end times. This is not a rehearsal, people. This is the big show. And by the way, we have to run over the hot coals of the battles of Armageddon. And the heavenly battle is actually going on now. It's coming down to earth. It says, woe to you, worse than you see, for the devil, the great Luciferic power, King Kronos, king of time and space, is come down to you and rages his wrath, for his days are short. He knows that his time of end is coming. That's what's coming on us, people. You say, well, I disagree with you, Deagle. You'll disagree all the way down to Armageddon and destruction. You'll disagree all the way to the fact that you're not going to get raptured off the earth. This rapture garbage is proven very clearly to be a lie, where evil is taken out of the earth so God can sanctify the earth. It's not good taken out to go to heaven and cringe and see what's going on the planet. What's coming on earth, and we're seeing it, the winds of destruction held back temporarily by Donald Trump, but many people around him are collaborating and creating the actual circumstances for the Matrix and the things of terror that are coming. And I call it, people say, well, I thought you were a Trump supporter. I support Trump in becoming a Christian. I call him Trump Pinocchio, but I also, you know, slap him geopolitically and historically when I know he's screwing up and thinking that Syria used chemical weapons against their own people, or that the Russians poisoned this former spy, or that we need to be at loggerheads with Russia rather than realizing that we need actually, in fact, that actually they consider Putin, even though he's like a mob boss over there, they consider him almost like a religious leader who travels with a Russian Orthodox priest all the time he travels anywhere. And the reason is because he's telling them last year when they're doing war game simulations that America is going to nuke them. And every apartment and every building in Russia, by law, has to have a bomb shelter against us nuking them. And by the way, someday, unless we are our brother's keeper, we're going to be our enemy's keeper. We're going to keep our enemies and make sure that when the final days of destruction happen and we look up in the sky before the big flash, we're going to see symbols on the side of the missiles and they'll all be in Cyrillic alphabet, won't they?
Yep. Well, you know, we'll get into America in a moment, Dr. Bill.
Right.
But I'd just like to say that we're getting some terrible news across from our friends and family in Australia, just across the ditch here.
Yeah, across the what? How do you call it, the deck? You know, because what is it, 1,000 miles between New Zealand and Australia?
About that, yes.
Yeah. And by the way, this is bringing judgment.
We're still blessed here.
People don't understand that judgment's coming. For here, for example, in the state of California, where they've done all these things like the parent can't even interfere with the state and schools trying to cause a child to transition to transgender, even at the time they're in grammar school. You can't literally actually be a psychologist trying to transition a gay person to become non-gay or interfere with somebody trying to transition to an alternate sex, or you can lose your license as a psychologist in this crazy state. I call it communifornia, being a communist totalitarian state. That's how bad it is.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you know, they're now starting to suffer some consequences. In New South Wales, I got this report yesterday from people who we work with. 99% of New South Wales now is under a very severe drought with no rain. And there are farmers committing suicide because they can't pay their bills. There are thousands of sheep and cattle dying because they don't have food and water. And this one young man actually has just collapsed and gone to hospital because he was trying to deliver hay and he was traveling 2,000 kilometres every day for 37 days trying to save farms on the other side of Australia.
Right. Keep that thought. I want you to repeat that when we come back because we're being overtaken by the music and the bumper. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
So, Jonathan, I want you to repeat what you said because you got drowned out by the bumper, which you can't hear because you're on speakerphone connected through Skype. So repeat what you're saying. You're saying this happened in Australia about some young men that were doing some things. Please repeat it.
Yes. Actually, in Australia, the state of New South Wales, which is the most populous state, 99% of the state now is without water and pasture.
Oh, you're kidding me. 99% has no water? You're kidding.
The pastures actually, the situation is so desperate that thousands of cattle and sheep have died of starvation and are dying. And there are farmers committing suicide even because this is just, they don't know what to do. One young man actually in Western Australia travelled all the way 2,000 miles across Australia to New South Wales with loads of hay for cows for other farmers just to give them fun. He was travelling 2,000 kilometres every day for 37 days.
Wow.
And he was bringing loads of hay from the other side of the continent.
Yeah, that'd be near Perth, right? Yeah, near Perth. And they have to cross the Great Australian Desert to do that, right?
That's right. And just yesterday, actually, I was given news by a friend living close by. He said this young man was on his 37th day, traveling 2,000 kilometres every day, just traveling, unloading, loading up, loading, unloading, and bringing in his compassion hay for stricken farms in New South Wales, and he just collapsed, and he's now been taken to hospital with exhaustion.
Right, and probably electrolyte imbalance.
This is how serious it is in Australia at the present time.
Well, let me tell you about Paul Power. Paul Power is a gentleman I'm going to get back on the show. He's the Primary Water Institute, and he's what's called a empathic water hydrologist. In other words, just like we have people that are empathic health providers, about 20% of health providers in the world actually are empaths, which means they can sense what's wrong with somebody or even their pain or suffering. Empathic, whether they're doctors, surgeons, nurses, whatever. But there's also people that use water dowsing rods and other things, and they can actually find what's called primary or oasis water. Beyond just looking at the radar maps of the underground water. I had radar done on my property 3.5 years ago, and we found out where we can drill, which is likely to find water. And once you find it, you also want to frack it with dry ice. If you have to get away from the wellhead, though, it'll blow your head off or put you in orbit. Now, the problem is that we're not getting primary water, and there's the big water supplies across America, like the Ocala Aquifer and others, are being controlled by people like D. Boone Pickens, that's an oil guy, who's drying up all the land use so we control the water, the primary water reservoirs that are still existing, that are being drained, like the Ogallala is being actually drained out. And in this area of Australia, what you're saying is that their regular wells are drying up and the rainwater is stopping. Remember, this is climate warfare. People have to understand this is climate warfare on purpose. They want to depopulate. And if you read the actual open documents, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and Vision 2050, they want to destroy the ability to water, to destroy populations, food supplies, and cause what we call food Armageddon. We are now in worldwide the last 7 fat years. By that we mean the last 7 years when there's adequate food supply. If we ship it, like from Western to Eastern, from Western Australia to Eastern Australia, but at some point the food supplies in the world are going to collapse down the road. And I guess it's going to happen after Trump's gone, because Trump is just holding back the winds. He's not actually fixing things, is he? And where I see things going as globalists are moving with their climate agenda to actually kill much of the population of Earth. People think, oh, that can't happen. They're already proceeding to do it. This is the thing in New South Wales. I wasn't aware it was this bad. I have my grandson actually lives there with his mom. So I want people to start understanding what's going on in the world is we're in the final ramp toward global genocide, aren't we?
Yes, yes, that's true.
Now,
that's Australia I'll be talking about, but this is going to be worldwide. In fact, the scripture says that the world is going to be in a state of death throes because they have transgressed the eternal laws. The laws of our Creator, which are given for our benefit and loss, to avoid loss, are going to be violated by most of the population, and the earth is going to suffer accordingly. And this is what we're seeing happen. You have seen it happen in the great raging fires that can't be put out, and in floods that can't be stopped, in tsunamis and plagues. All of this actually is going to be the result of man's turning his back on his Creator, who is the giver of life. We cut ourselves off from the giver of life. The result, of course, is loss of life. And this is what's happening.
Right. A lot of people misjudge.
We all need to come back to our Creator because He loves us and He cares about us.
A lot of people misjudge and they think that the devil is the destroyer. No. God creates, and God is the only one who can destroy. All the devil does is he can pervert and misuse and abuse. And people don't get that, do they? They don't realize when you fall into favor with God, you don't just, God loves you, but He's trying to bring you back by kind of disciplining you with horror and getting you to come back in a relationship, because His only concern is, will you be with Him in eternity? Not here in the temporal world, but in the eternal world. And eternity doesn't start when you die. Eternity starts today when you hear and do in God's will. The only way to do good is to do God. G-O-O-D. Add an extra O to God, and that's the only way to do good. What you do in your own eyes is always the very definition of evil, which is why in Genesis 3, when Eve was told by the serpent, you're oh so wonderful, so beautiful, and you know all named all the organisms and all the living plants and so on, you must be now perfected. You don't need to consult God to actually ask. So what he's really saying is you don't have to pray to God. You don't have to get God's opinion on things. You can do what is right in your own eyes, which actually is the definition of Luciferic dialectic of evil, isn't it?
That's right.
Right. People don't get that. They say, because in the churches, in the political realms, in our governments, in our constitutions, we have Luciferianism everywhere. And people don't get it. And that's why we hide even when these oil tycoons, like T. Boone Pickens, buys up the Ogallala reservoirs, when they lie to us about the source of primary water, which is driving all the people from the Middle East and North Africa, it's because of a climate war against the North African and Middle Eastern peoples. They're not going because some great imam told them, like Adnan Oktar, the media guy from Turkey, telling them that they all have to migrate to Europe. They're migrating to Europe because their places are drying up. they're drying up, and they move to the big cities, and they move from the big cities of the Middle East to Europe because they're starving to death, and they're in a dehydrated place where there is a crop failure because we're heading toward that 7 lean years that's going to happen soon. It's my prophecy I gave this spring. We were in the first of the last 7 fat years where at least worldwide we still have some food supplies, but my prediction is after 2024, when Trump is gone, the food supply of the planet is going to crash. It's going to crash, and if you're not prepared for that, you're either going to starve to death or see, as I say, you'll first eat your pets, then you'll eat your children, and then you'll eat your neighbor. People say, oh no, we won't do that. No, normal human beings won't do that, but the desperate stomach, led by a reptilian brain that no longer worships the Most High God, will do anything to survive. Right? We'll be back in a minute. We'll hear the bumper coming.
In old Jerusalem. That's the siege of Jerusalem.
Exactly. Siege of Jerusalem, same thing. Exactly.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
In the next couple segments, Jonathan, you're going to go through some specifics about what's going on in America. And a lot of people are tempting the Most High God. They're literally not only giving him God the middle finger, they're actually sticking a needle in his eye. In fact, I asked God years ago about the issue of abortion, how bad it is. It's like running up to God, not just cursing at him, but shoving a needle in his eye. And the rage of the Most High God, who loves us and wants to discipline us, is going to reach its culmination. When grace ends, judgment begins, doesn't it?
It sure does.
So what's happening in America? What's the latest foolishness and craziness happening in America? And by the way, it's happening in other countries around the world. Craziness is not just limited to the United States and Australia, New Zealand, Europe, China. It's everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're on the verge of fulfilling prophecies. Very, very important prophecies. And for a long, long time, the scripture has been saying that, and actually the United States is identifiable in Bible prophecy very, very clearly, no question about it, that this would be a nation that would arise peacefully like a lamb, but would eventually speak like a dragon. And tell people to worship the first beast, the Roman Catholic system, the political religious system, which had received the deadly wound, and the deadly wound was now healed, and all the world would then follow after.
You mentioned that in your books and videos, the deadly wound was the Vatican lost its territory and so was restored by Mussolini. And people don't realize this all had biblical prophecy. It actually happened exactly as God timed it, didn't it? And America now, and you see this is under Trump, since he's inaugurated, has worshipped the Vatican system and the Vatican control over religious. In fact, if you look at the Supreme Court justices, there are two classes. They're either Catholics or they're Jews. And these are agnostic Jews that are part of what are called the synagogue of Satan. People need to understand, when you're ruled over by Luciferianism, you're going to receive judgment. Okay? There's not good people within the Catholic Church. But the Catholic Church, led by the Jesuits,
in fact, the scripture, The scripture does say that Roman Catholic principles will be taken under the care and protection of the United States.
Right.
And this national apostasy will speedily be followed by national ruin. Now, it's interesting that just in July, last month, a few weeks ago, the United States State Department invited foreign ministers from over 40 countries and representatives of international organizations and religious leaders and civil society representatives to discuss challenges and identify concrete ways to combat religious persecution, as they called it, and discrimination, and to ensure greater respect for the religious freedom of all. Now, if that sounded good, the United States Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, said that Pope Francis and the Roman Church have a central role in promoting religious liberty. And Pompeo was speaking to the Vatican News. And the meeting to advance religious freedom was convened in Washington from July 24 to 26.
Yeah.
He gathered church and state leaders from all around the world. And who does the United States Secretary of State say that religious leaders and government foreign ministers must listen to and must follow?
Right.
Roman Catholicism under Pope Francis. That's what he's telling us.
Right.
We're seeing here a fulfillment of Bible prophecy taking place, the switching of America's role from
right.
that of a lamb to that of a coming dragon.
Now, have you heard of the Voynich document? Have you heard of that name, the Voynich document?
Yes.
It was written in symbology. It was written by Sir Francis Bacon, who they tried to say that Queen Elizabeth I was actually never married, but he actually had an illegitimate son by the name of Sir Francis Bacon. Now, Sir Francis Bacon was a wizard, but he also was a very high IQ. It's estimated from the documents and things that are in the past. The man probably had an IQ over 200. He's up there with Johann Gauss and Einstein and some other top brilliant people, but he was also Luciferian. And he wrote this document talking about the New Atlantis, which is America. Now, I am the only one speaking prophetically in the world besides yourself that have named America as the seat of the mark of the beast that's coming in the future. It's not coming from Beijing, not coming from Moscow, Johannesburg, Tokyo. It's coming from the United States of America. And the beast, and if you look at it from space, you can actually see the shape, including Alaska, of a giant dragon, with the head of the dragon being Alaska. And America is the beast. People don't get that. There's lots of good people, just like there was some good people, Lot and his family, in Sodom and Gomorrah. But America is the seed of the mark. And in fact, the changes that are occurring, even under Trump, by his advisors and by himself, in fact, even bringing forth not only the movement of the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, which is not by itself a problem because most nations do that, but he actually announced that he's going to rebuild the temple like King Herod Agrippa. He's going to honor his two children that are married to Jews to actually have the blood sacrifice in the Temple Mount, which is the abomination that desolates. So guess what? I don't know if Trump is the Antichrist, but I'm going to tell you, last year when I prayed, I asked God, I said, is Trump the Antichrist? And God said, don't ask me because I'll tell you. Okay? But whether he does it or he lays the groundwork after he's finished in 2024, when the fat years are over, because we're into the... We're moving quickly to the end of the first year, and we're seeing fires everywhere in the world and world food supplies disappearing and water shortages everywhere. We're moving toward judgment, aren't we?
Yes. Now I can answer that question from Scripture, and we can be certain this, and this is scripturally correct, that Trump is not the Antichrist. Building the Antichrist is here. But that's not Trump. But
yeah, I don't think it is either. I think Trump is basically...
the Antichrist.
I think Trump is holding back the winds, like it says in the Bible in the book of Mark, that they hold back the winds from all the four winds for time, times, and half time. I think God is holding them back. And Trump, by the way, is just like King Nebuchadnezzar, King of Kings, which is title in ancient Babylon, was used by God even when he was apostate, made him eat like an animal in the fields for 7 years. You know, seven is an important number for God. And then eventually he came to realize when he told Daniel, which, by the way, his name Daniel means messenger of God, that's what it means, with their name Daniel, L, that God is basically saying to us, Trump is here to hold back the fires for the repentance and for the population of America and the world to repent, because the time of destruction is coming. Food shortages, geoclimatic disasters, global maniacs, water shortages, fires everywhere. It's going to be, in fact, there will come a day, and I'm going to warn these people this years in advance, there will come a day when the fields will turn white. You go to bed one night, and the next day the ozone layer will have disappeared enough that going out in the day will mean blindness and sunburns to the point where you cannot go out in the day with special protection. That day is coming. Those are those 5 months where it says that death will flee from them because if they go out, they will be stung and not yet die. That's the disappearance of the ozone layer, and it's so dangerous during the day, there shall be no crops survive those days coming. That's what's coming.
Now, let's shall we get on to Dr. Bill in the short time we have left with what's happening right now in the United States, which
exactly
can lead to what you have just said is truly coming.
Yes.
Okay. The United States State Department has made religious freedom, according to Pompeo, a true priority, and the papacy is going to be the leading out in this priority for America. That's the American State Department now declaring that.
Right.
Now, we wonder how the papacy can say religious freedom for all with her track record of religious tyranny through the ages.
Right.
Since she herself has been totally opposed to religious freedom. Well, now there's an agenda behind this. That is that the countries that have been brought together to discuss religious freedom are countries that are oppressing the Roman Catholic minorities. And when she rises to prominence in these countries because they allow religious freedom, then she takes over and a revival of papacy takes place.
Right.
That's the whole purpose of this religious freedom taking that took place. In fact, Pope Pius IX the absurd and erroneous doctrine or ravings in defense of liberty of conscience
right
are the most pestilential terror to be rooted in any state.
Exactly.
Those who assert liberty of conscience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
For people to get your book. And if they go to beforeus.com, yeah, you've got amazing videos, you got teaching materials that are based on biblical principles, ancient archaeology. You've been in contact with a lot of the ancient Christian archaeologists who have discovered the remnants of the Ark of the Covenant, as well as remnants that indicate that the Noah's Ark actually landed in the mountains of Ararat, Turkey. It's well known there, in fact, if you travel to those areas. People need to understand that what's going on is biblical. We're now facing the last years of secular, agnostic, Luciferic rule control of the world under the tent of the Druidic Council of 13, who literally runs earth for Satan. People don't understand this. We're at the end of the road, aren't we?
Yes, we're right there, for sure.
And people want to say, well, how do you know all this stuff? I said, God has appointed me to know, and to have great experts like yourself, I call co-prophets like yourself. And a prophet is not just a prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T. It's for you prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T, to have food, water, and survival mechanisms besides spiritual survival, because a lot of people, when they don't have the physical survival means, they're going to lose their actual, their salvation as well, their relationship with God. And heaven doesn't start when you die. Heaven starts today, the here and do God's will, which is right now. His God's will is, God wants you to survive this. He wants you to survive with water and food. He wants you to help you survive your neighbors. He wants you to use as a Christian witness that though these things are going to happen, God is with us, doesn't he?
Well, he cares about us. He wants the best for us.
Right. So tell us more. What else is happening that you think people need to know about that?
Well, actually, what I was in the middle of saying before the break came was that sponsoring of America as being the champion of world religious freedom is only a front for what is really happening.
Right.
Now, in Revelation 13, there's an animal that is used to depict the papal power, and that's a leopard. And what's known about the leopard, based upon the scripture, the leopard cannot change its spots. And so when the papacy says it opposes, opposes restrictions and it despises the United States Constitution that granted religious freedom, yet she's tolerant where she's helpless. In fact, Rome has declared that religious liberty is merely endorsed until the opposite can be carried into effect without peril to the Catholic world. And Polish bishops now are promoting a total ban on shopping, Sunday shopping. And the scripture does say that a prohibition against buying and selling is going to take place, and this is going to be actually fostered in America to lead the world.
You're prophesying basically America will become a pseudo-religious state, and that it will primarily worship the sun, which is a violation of the original commandment to rest in God, which is the Sabbath or Saturday.
And Sunday actually is claimed by Rome to be her mark of authority over the world that she is intending to enforce.
Right. Now people have to understand this. The primary god in looking at paganism that controls this is Apollo, right? Now, the secret Masonic name of Donald Trump is Apollyon Rising, which is why a few months ago when he announced the Space Force, which is not only going to put the force in space, but also to control repopulating and terraforming Mars, Titan, etc. There's five moons and planets that are planning on terraforming over the next 1,000 years or less. And people need to understand that Trump himself believes he's the one anointed to actually recolonize Mars that was destroyed in an ancient galactic war. People don't know this, do they? They don't realize the Luciferic control of our world has been going on for millennia. And the evil is so great that Star Wars and these other movies on television don't, or on TV, do not encompass the nature and the malevolentness and the sneakiness of what's happening both on the left and the right. That's why even when you go to his apartment on the 66th floor, you can find so many symbols of Apollo in Trump's apartments. It's mind-boggling, isn't it?
Well, I haven't been in his apartment, Dr. Bill, but I'll take
you can go there online and actually see it all over the place. Now, yes. It's not that God can't witness to people that have done evil. And the most powerful thing we can do as Christians is to pray for people like Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and others who are even, in the words of Focus on the Family and the people that he's worked with, didn't say he's a baby Christian. No, I call him Trumpinocchio. There's three things that signify you're a Christian. You recognize you're a sinner publicly. You actually convey your sin you've done in the past. You fight against it, and finally you have the mark of persecution because you've done right for not only your fellow man, but for God on earth. And if you don't have those three first signs, you're not a Christian, right?
Well, that's true. That sums it up rather nicely.
Yeah. So what I want people to understand is what's going on here is we're literally getting, while we're under the what I call the anesthesia of the right, believing that Trump is going to stop everything. He's holding back a lot of destruction. But in a sense, much of the people around him are actually laying the groundwork for America, forcing the whole world to take the mark of the beast. Now remember, the Vatican and the Jesuits control the Federal Reserve System with the Queen of the Netherlands actually the titular head of the board. And the Vatican actually controls the world financial systems, which is 90% of the world currency, including the dollar and the euro. And if you actually look at the euro currency, it has a stamp of the Rothschilds, which is the Red Shield, which is acquired from them. They used to be not called Red Shield, they were the Bauer family. You know all this stuff, right? So what people need to understand, even during the Middle Ages, the kippah on the hats of the Burgermeisters all across Europe and Russia were given that status because if you were actually charging usury, it was a mortal sin and you'd go to hell. So they hired Jews to work for the Vatican to run all the banks. People don't know this, do they? They don't understand the financial system. It's one thing to own a lot of money in the bank. It's another thing to own the banks themselves. It's another quite thing to own the banker and the banks and the money. And that's what the Vatican does. The world financial system is completely trapped by the Fed Reserve system that controls the dollar, the euro, and 90% of the world currency. And that's the titanic battle between the Vatican and America, Russia, and China, because these three countries, two of them being communists, are fighting against globalism, which is basically Luciferic Roman Catholic domination of the world. And the Roman Empire hasn't ended. We're at the feet of toes and of clay and iron. That's where we are right now, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's recognized by historians as a continuation of the Roman Empire with a religious shop front.
Right. And by the way, if you look at the 2 feet, you have to understand America is, in a sense, a proxy of the European Empire. So besides the rise of superstate Europe that wants their own military force, and you see the amalgamation with America, it's one basic empire. It's two different, we call, young lions of the beast. And America is totally subservient to the Vatican. That's why when you see the red cardinal ceremony they had last summer, where they have this red mass, you have to understand that Trump will lean forward and kiss the rings of these cardinals because he's totally obedient to the world financial system. And he was told, even though he wanted to try to violate it and actually print American dollars not under the Fed Reserve, he was giving serious warnings. Don't do it, buddy, or we'll kill you. They'll assassinate him so quick, like Muammar Gaddafi who tried to bring the gold standard. You can't imagine it. So Trump knows his very life depends on literally following the Luciferic control of these monsters.
Well, it matters not if he tries to follow John F. Kennedy's plan.
That's what happened to John F.
That'll be the end of Trump.
John F. Kennedy was dying of an adrenal disorder, and he actually wanted to do something that was godly, which is to bring the American bucks brought back by the Fed Reserve system. There's lots of things you can do bad to the New World Order. The worst thing is to create an alternate banking system to their global control. And that's what Trump actually threatened, at least temporarily, when he was running for president back in 2016. Trump is now totally healed to his masters, which are the people surrounding him now in the White House. And what I see, I call Trump abuse syndrome. They got control of him. That's why he's launching an attack against Russia, saying they poisoned this former spy and his daughter. There's no way. Those chemicals were created in Portland down Britain. But again, this is another mark of the system that step by step by step, Trump's being herded toward allowing his agencies like Mr. Wray of the FBI and even this new Supreme Court justice who believes that metadata collection doesn't violate the Fourth Amendment or your right to privacy. The fact is the mark of the beast is coming, and it's going to come from America. Nowhere else. This is the seat of the power. And everybody knows that. North Korea, Russia, China, they know if you violate the beast, you have not only a bad day, your nation will suffer bankruptcy, starvation, violence, and if you engage in war, the advanced weapons that America has, you'll die so fast you'll never know you had a heartbeat. That's what's coming, isn't it?
Well, serious
one. Get that book.
Very serious.
Will You Survive? From Jonathan Gray. Go to beforeus.com, BEFOREUS.com. Jonathan, we should do some simulcasts soon, maybe this weekend. I will contact you and we'll put you up on speakerphone even when you have to use Skype or to your phone or whatever. But amazing. Go to the website, get the other videos and books, etc. Back tomorrow with other experts. Josh Bernstein will be back and Scott Adams.
It's been said.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.